It is now 6:15 and we go to the market. Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management is with me. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
So how has the past week been in equity markets?
I think it's been all about the trade wars, Larry. The dinner meeting between President Trump and the Chinese president in Argentina was hotly watched by most market participants. The outcome that there would be a 90-day delay on imposing duties does not eliminate the trade sanctions, but it's enough to give markets a bit of a surge forward overnight in the US and across Asia in particular. I think it does signal that the leaders acknowledge that the tariffs have already been imposed are having some impact, and that they have been forced to compromise to some extent due to the pressures on their economies. But unfortunately, the issues around the IP and the protections are not the sort of things that you resolve easily or quickly, so it's not the end of it yet.
So our markets have reacted reasonably to the ceasefire, do you think, between China and the US?
Yeah, they're still very much taking the lead from what's going on offshore, and we followed them. We followed that move upward yesterday and again today to some extent. Aussie actually had its biggest up day in over 2 years, up 1.5% yesterday, but has given some of that back again today. So I think we're still not out of the woods yet on this broader market volatility, but this deferral of the tariffs at this stage helps. I think there's still some bigger macro risks out there like Brexit to get past.
Mm. And locally, Sam, we've had another round of company results, annual meetings. What do you make of them?
Yes, there's certainly a bit more of a cautious tone this time around with the recent series of trading results and updates from the companies, particularly across the small caps and then into the building-related names, Fletcher Building and Metroclass there. Now, I think most of the actual results themselves weren't too bad. In the case of Fletcher's and Metroclass, it was the companies struggling to deliver in the current environment. But the outlook statements was what likely got most investors' attention. The statements were a little more cautious, with companies signalling that earnings growth may be a little bit more difficult going forward. That's largely on the back of new competition or investment required to maintain their current position. Cautious there, Larry. It wasn't all bad. Main Freight really stood out on the upside with a strong performance.
So what do you put the poor performance of the building stocks down to?
Yeah, I think investors have become frustrated by the execution of management in both companies. Fletcher's shares are down around 20% since the annual meeting update that they gave last month, and Metroglass down around 40% since their result. Investors are also nervous now that the companies are starting to struggle with the cycle turning against them. So they struggle to capture that upside, and the new competition in particular for Metroglass is entering the market and making it more difficult.
And Sam, what about the strong Main Freight performance? Can it continue?
I think it was a great result by Main Freight, and it reflects that Don Braid and the team there are doing a very good job executing, Larry. The release last week provided another example of the company's ability to roll out the strategy across the globe. They called it a satisfactory performance, which is typical Main Freight's style, but what it was profit up 31% and revenue up 17% on the same period last year. So the market saw it very more. I think it's far more than satisfactory. Ultimately, can it continue? Well, they've built a very strong internal culture and a base in New Zealand, and they've grown that across Australia, the US and Europe, and it's gathering momentum. So it's up to them to continue to execute going forward.
Any signs in the results of a material change in the local economy?
No, nothing material yet, Larry. The two retirement operators, which I think people were watching closely, who reported Arvida and Ryman Healthcare, and they're both very exposed to the property market conditions, showed no sign of any real change in conditions in the market over the past 6 months in their numbers. So I think it's really all about companies getting a little bit more cautious about the outlook, similarly to what we're seeing in the business confidence and consumer confidence data. But it appears that the underlying performance of companies is still reasonably resilient at this stage.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. Larry Williams.